यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारि जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज बिहारि जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज बिहारि जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज बिहारि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 28 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एलिमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल क्रिएशन। त्वत्तो ज्ञानं हि जीवानां प्रमोशस्तेत्र शक्तितः त्वमेव हि आत्ममायाया गतिं वित्थ न चापरः। त्वत्तो ज्ञानं हि जीवानां प्रमोशस्तेत्र शक्तितः त्वमेव हि आत्ममायाया गतिं वित्थ न चापरः। त्वत्तो ज्ञानं हि जीवानां प्रमोशस्तेत्र शक्तितः त्वमेव हि आत्ममायाया गतिं वित्थ न चापरः। ततो ज्ञानं हि जीवानां गतिं वेत्ता न चापरः ततो ज्ञानं हि जीवानां त्वमेव हि आत्ममायाया Gatim Veta Lacha Para. Matajis? Tato Janam Hijyanam Pramoshaste Strashaktitaha Tvameva Hi Atma Mayaya Gatim Veta Na Chapara. Tvattaha, from you, Jnanam, knowledge, He, indeed, Jivanam, of the living beings, Pramoshaha, stealing away, Te, your, Atra, in this knowledge, Shaktitaha, by the potency, Tvam, you, Eva, alone, He, indeed, Atma, your own, Mayaya, of the illusory potency, Gatim, the real nature, Vetha, you know, Na, not, Cha, and, Aparaha, any other person. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. From you alone the knowledge of the living beings arises, and by your potency that knowledge is stolen away. Indeed, no one but yourself can understand the real nature of your illusory potency. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. From me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By the Lord's causeless mercy, one is enlightened with knowledge. And by the Lord's illusory potency, that knowledge vanishes and one is merged into ignorance. Those bewildered by Maya cannot understand the difference between the material body and the spirit soul, and thus should hear from the Lord Himself to remove this illusory covering. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
तत्त्वज्ञानं हि जीवानां प्रमोशेस्तत्र शक्तितः त्वमेव हि आत्ममायया गतिं वेत्थ न चापरः। From you alone the knowledge of the living beings arises, and by your potency that knowledge is stolen away. Indeed, no one but yourself can understand the real nature of your illusory potency. Hare Krishna. So first I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, all my seniors, my god brothers, all of you who have assembled here, please bless me that I can speak on this topic from the Srimad Bhagavatam. I also, since we are speaking on the topic of remembrance, I would like to remember the lotus feet of Gurudev and all the Shiksha Gurus who have given me any knowledge to speak about this topic. So, just again, I'll read the translation. From you alone, the knowledge of the living entities, living beings arises, and by your potency, that knowledge is stolen away. Indeed, no one but yourself can understand the real nature of your illusory potency. So, in this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a very beautiful verse. Actually, there's a lot that can be discussed about memory, knowledge and forgetfulness, because at all times everything that we do, speak, behave is based on our knowledge, our memory and our forgetfulness. Every moment of our life practically. There's a lot that can be spoken. So I'll try to speak a few points here. So in this, while I was just driving here towards the temple, I was just thinking that today is 2nd October. And it is the 150th anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. And, I was just thinking that good we didn't come from, the other side, because near Mani Bhavan there may be a crowd today. And then I remembered many, many years ago when I was in 4th standard in school. So I used to be one of the regular, orators of the school at that time. In those days. So they used to pick me for going to all these competitions and speaking and something like that. So on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, which is 2nd October, I was selected by the school to go and present a sonnet on Bapu. It was called A Sonnet on Bapu. So I just remembered that while coming, so I'll just share, and it is connected with the verse. So A Sonnet on Bapu, is a 14 line poem. So I was supposed to come to Mani Bhavan and present on behalf of the school. So I came to Mani Bhavan, and of course I had prepared quite well. I was fairly confident, you would say overconfident. I was so confident that I didn't even carry a paper. I just went like that. Biddas, aata hai. And I went on the stage and I took the mic, and apohanam struck. Forgetfulness. And for the life of me, I could not remember even the first word of the poem. Even the first word didn't come. Nothing. So, how Krishna wants to crush your false ego. You don't have to be a devotee for him to crush your false ego. He can crush your ego at any time. I tried and tried, and people were trying to prompt me, beta apna notes dekho. I said notes nahi. And I was struggling, and finally practically in tears, not one word came out. Not one word, nothing. I just couldn't remember. I just sweating, I came down from the stage, practically in tears, and I couldn't remember anything. And that day, I was so shaken. After that, I decided I'll never go on stage again. I will never speak again. Mere se nahi hoga ye. I can never do this. Completely lost my confidence, and almost 5 years later, when I was in 9th standard, one of my class teachers, she pushed me and personally coached me to ensure that I start speaking again. So the Smriti came back again because of the blessings of Guru. That she was Guru for me at that time, Shiksha Guru. So I dedicate whatever I am speaking today to all my Shiksha Gurus who have given me the knowledge and the inspiration to speak. So in this section, actually Uddhava is asking, it's a very interesting, this whole chapter is very interesting, and I was reading, it's very beautiful that, this whole topic is about how different ways the material world is understood by different philosophers. So some say that there are 28 elements, some say there are 26, some say there are 25, some say there are 13, some say there are 6, some say there are 9. So every different philosopher has got a different way of looking at, you know, the material nature. And Krishna very kindly says that they are all correct. I don't see any problem in that. He is the Supreme Lord. In the material world, we are actually very small-minded. We find it very difficult to accept the opinion or point of view of another person. But Krishna is very open-minded. He is willing to accept all of that. And actually, today's lecture was supposed to be taken by His Grace Yugavatar Prabhu. But he had some emergency in the family. So yesterday night he told me whether I can take the lecture. And that's why I'm here. And he actually gave me a full presentation. He said, my lecture I have already prepared. You can use it. He gave it to me, but I didn't look at it because I always find it difficult to, you know, assimilate somebody else's points. I didn't look at it. After I completed my whole lecture, then I looked at his points and I realized it is so different. It is so different. What he has thought of is so completely different for the same, you know, 30-40 words that are there in the verse and the purport. Completely different. And that in and of itself proves the point of this whole chapter. That different people will look at the same thing from a completely different angle. And Uddhava in this small, so after the whole description of the different elements is over, then Uddhava asks a question. It's a very interesting question, and after the question then he makes this point. Just before Krishna starts speaking, very next verse Krishna will start answering. So Uddhava asks the point that how does one distinguish between the body and the soul? Because the body seems to be in the soul and the soul seems to be, they seem to be within each other. They're so mixed with each other. It's very difficult to understand which is the body, which is the soul. Yesterday, Avatar Leela Prabhu, beautiful, profound lecture. He mentioned the analogy like, it is like atta with salt in it. Once you have mixed the salt in the atta, that salt permeates the entire dough. It just permeates, mixes perfectly. After that, you can't remove the salt, even if you want to, because it has permeated. So the soul and the body are mixed like that. So, of course, I'll not talk about that, since today's topic is about knowledge, memory, and forgetfulness. So, in this verse, it is described about the fact that how knowledge is gained. Any knowledge, whether it is spiritual knowledge or material knowledge, it is coming by the Lord's mercy. It is only Lord's mercy that we have any knowledge about any topic, whether it be about scriptures, whether it be about some science or commerce or arts or music or musical instruments or whatever it is. We should understand whatever potency we have, whatever knowledge we have, whatever we know is coming by the Lord's mercy. How? Through the agency of the Guru Parampara. So by the Lord's mercy, one is enlightened with knowledge. We are born in darkness. Om Agyanti Mirandasya. We are born in darkness. But by the Lord's mercy, we are enlightened. Enlightened means light. Chamakta hai kuch. Ah, okay, this is what it is. And Jnanam and Smritir both come from the Lord. So in the purport, it is the verse 15.15 is quoted from the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sanivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in commenting on this verse, he makes a very beautiful point. He says on behalf of Krishna, he says that just as the fire of digestion is within the stomach, everyone has jathar agni, fire of digestion in the stomach, due to which we are able to digest food. If that jathar agni is not strong enough, then we can't digest food. Whatever we eat, body ko lagta nahi hai, it doesn't nourish the body. So that agni is very important. No matter how much you feed, any amount you feed, nothing gets digested. So just as the fire of digestion is within the stomach, Krishna is saying, I am situated in the hearts of all moving and non-moving beings as the principle of intelligence. Indeed, from me, the intelligence principle, comes remembrance of things once experienced, forgetfulness and perception born from the contact of the senses with their objects. You may say that intelligence is understandable amongst moving beings. Amongst non-moving beings, what intelligence? But it is unbelievable. You see plants also, creepers. Now we have one creeper growing in our house, which is along the, there's a netting, along that netting that creeper is growing. It is brilliant just to observe how plants grow, just to observe them. So this creeper goes up to a point, then it lets go, it releases one coil-like, you know, thing. It's not a leaf, it's a coil. It's like elastic, rubber. Aisa gol-gol rehta hai, if you pull it, it stretches. So that goes around that wire mesh and embeds itself. So it's created one anchor. Then it grows again a little bit more. It finds another anchor. Again that coil comes out. And you try pulling that. Try pulling the creeper. It doesn't come out because that is coiled around. Where is this intelligence coming from? Even this intelligence is coming from Krishna. So, we can understand that intelligence, how it works. You know, from some people we see from a young age, from a very young age, some have the ability to grasp. You ask them, if a teacher is teaching in class, there will be some students who can grasp very quickly. They don't have a challenge in understanding difficult topics. They will ask a lot of questions, they will clarify, they will understand clearly what the teacher is saying. While others in the same classroom, same age group, so often from the same community, same building, you know, and they just can't grasp it. They don't get it. Often same parents, you know, brother, sister are so different. Two brothers are so different. Two sisters are so different. One is able to grasp science. Other one can't do it. Nahi hota hai usse. No matter how hard they try. Some of them laugh it off. Hey, scholar, scholar. Bolke. They make fun of those who are intelligent. But it is amazing to see that this knowledge, this intelligence, why is it everyone doesn't have same intelligence? Everyone has the same 450 grams of grey matter, as Srila Prabhupada used to say. Everyone has the same brain. Everyone has ears. Everyone has eyes. Everyone has a tongue, fingers, same Jnanendriya, Karmendriya, which we were discussing in the previous part of the chapter. Everyone has. Then why one person is able to understand, one cannot? That is the mercy of the Lord. That is why we see that many of us, we read Bhagavad Gita. We read Bhagavad Gita, we read Srimad Bhagavatam. And some of us study also. Other than reading, there is studying. Studying is more intense reading, where you are trying to really understand what is being spoken. You are trying to remember a couple of things. But while everyone reads Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, not everyone can digest it. That agni, to digest, that agni, that is the intelligence. Some of us want to do it and can do it. Very few. Like we see in our temple, we have many visharads and scholars who are able to just effortlessly keep, not effortlessly, they are putting effort, let's not minimize, but still, the way they speak, it is like you open a tap and water comes out, same way while speaking, effortlessly verses just keep flowing out, just effortlessly. So they want it and they can do it. But for the vast majority of us, it's very difficult to just memorize one verse. Like this verse now, I probably read it some 5-6 times yesterday. Now we chanted it some other 7-8 times. Ask me to remember, I don't remember the first word of the verse. That's how memory works. It's unbelievable. Sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't. If the Lord wishes, suddenly something sticks. And if He doesn't, nothing. Ek word yaad nahi aata hai. So it's amazing how we are so controlled by the intelligence and memory which is God given. Sometimes we see some of us are able to hear and absorb also philosophy. We are able to understand, we are able to, okay, this is the point that Krishna is making, this is the point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, oh, okay, this is the point, very nice, we are able to catch it. But we can't recall it. You may understand, knowledge may be there, but smriti is not there. Sometimes we hear, like Gopinath Prabhu always mentions that you came for lecture, someone came for lecture, and after lecture he came to, Prabhuji, kya lecture tha? What a lecture! Really, you liked it? Oh, it was fantastic. So what did you like? You can't remember what you like. Genuinely, we have appreciated the lecture, what was spoken, every word of it may have nourished you, but no remembrance. So you have to understand how much we're dependent on the Lord, even for remembrance. We can learn verses, but you can't recall at the appropriate time. So I remember when we were earlier in Krishna consciousness, there was this 108 verses, that Bhakti Rasamrita Swami had actually, he had said, these are the important verses of the Gita we should try to memorize. So there's a full printout was there, and we used to try to memorize. But interestingly, when you're giving a lecture, verse doesn't come. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't come. So it's very important that not just learning, but being able to recall at the appropriate time, whatever we have learnt, not just verses. Some instructions our guru has given us. Some instructions our parents have given us. Some instructions our teachers have given us. How do you remember it at the right time? When we have learnt from our parents in our childhood, from our teachers in our childhood, that you should not lie. Don't tell lies. Even if there is a temptation to tell the lie, to avoid punishment, still tell the truth. Parents have taught us, teachers have taught us. But at the moment when you are under pressure, some policeman has just caught you, oi, license dakhwa, and you take out a license. And the tendency is to tell like, "Arey, orange tha sir signal, lal mein nahi kata, main orange mein kata." The tendency is there, it's just like Prabhupada says, the four defects, to tell lies is one of the defects, right? So it just naturally to cheat is, that tendency is there. But that time, do we remember what our parents have taught us? Like, again, on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, Mahatma Gandhi, he used to preach the philosophy of non-violence, ahimsa. Now, at the moment when he is being lathi charged, beaten with a lathi mercilessly, at that time, does he remember the principle that he has taught? Or does he curse the people who are beating him? That is what makes him what he is. Because if he can remember at that appropriate time, no. I'm telling the whole country, I'm talking about non-violence. If I react, what is the use? So he chooses to remember what he taught and stand by it. That potency comes from Krishna. The potency to remember the appropriate instructions at the appropriate time also comes from Krishna. At times we see during a lecture, for example, you're giving a lecture, sometimes someone asks a very unrelated question to what you have prepared. Those who are preachers may have felt this, observed this sometimes in their lives. And that is why we pray before we start any lecture. What do we pray? Om Agyanti Mirandasya, we pray. And we pray to the Guru that I am a fool. If your blessings are there, then I'll try and speak some words for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas and for my own purification. So we should understand that what we are speaking is not my intelligence. It's not that, oh, look at how intelligent I am, how well I speak. You should understand these words are being supplied to your mouth. They are being supplied to your mouth by the Guru Parampara. We are nowhere in the picture. We are just the mouthpiece. We are like the microphone which is, you know, capturing the sound and amplifying it. That's all. So we are just collecting what is coming from Guru Parampara and it is coming out. So we have to understand how much we are depending on the mercy of the Lord. Sometimes somebody asks a question arbitrarily which is not connected to the verse in any way. And some of you may have to experience. That comes the answer. You are not prepared for it. You have not even heard this kind of a question before. But still, thanks to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he has taught everything in such a wonderful way. Dimag mein jaake aisa baith gaya ho. That comes the answer. Sometimes an analogy comes out. Sometimes some verse comes out. 2-3 verses come out, which you ordinarily would not remember. So we can clearly see this principle of Smritir. How it is actually Krishna's mercy coming through the Maya media of the Parampara. And it's a fact, sometimes something so unique comes out which you possibly could not have ever thought of. It is just the Paramatma from within who is guiding you, because at that time that devotee needs to hear that. I remember once one devotee was talking to me and a very serious question, suddenly serious question was popped. Prabhuji, what does one do if one's guru falls down? And it's a very heavy question. If someone suddenly asks you this question out of the blue, what do you do if your guru falls down? Forget other devotees. We are attached to devotees. But if your guru falls down, what do you do? Just an answer just came out that if we are in Krishna consciousness, it is like taking shelter of a tree. You know, a big, huge tree. So if you have climbed onto one particular branch of the tree, that tree as it grows, the branch also goes up. Like the elevator analogy we always give. The tree also, as the tree grows, the branch also goes higher and higher. And many people have taken shelter of that branch along with you. And the branch is going up, 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 up. That branch is your guru. You have taken shelter of that branch of the Guru Parampara. You have taken shelter of a particular guru. Now, due to great misfortune, if that branch breaks, you are sitting on the branch of a tree very high up in the sky. Suddenly, if the branch breaks, what will you do? Will you say, oh, I am so unfortunate, now I have to die. You just fall down, get squashed. Will you do that? No. What will we do? What is the instinct? Immediately start grabbing whatever is coming. Just hold on to whatever you can. Catch the next available branch. Take shelter of it. Settle down. And then again, look at what branch you want to take shelter of. And again, go quietly, climb on that branch and take shelter. So this just came out spontaneously. And afterwards, I was thinking about, where did this come from? I have not heard this before, or at least I didn't remember having heard it before. It just came out. And that devotee was very satisfied with what I said. So I realized that was a very stark moment. You realize that how really Krishna empowers you to speak the right thing for that devotee. It is not your intelligence, it's not your greatness. It is the Lord who is directly speaking these words through you to touch the heart of that particular devotee. It may not come out again. You may not remember that analogy. Next time someone asks you, you may or may not remember it. But at that time, that came out. So, as devotees, therefore, we should understand that this potency of knowledge and memory, jnanam, smritir, are coming completely from the Lord. Just, we should acknowledge that Krishna is giving it to us as per our previous desires. Definitely, we might have had a desire in our previous life that I want to be intelligent, I want to be the most intelligent person, I want to be a scholar. Maybe someone sees Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Maharaj, Gauranga Prabhu and so many other Visharas, wonderful speakers we have here. Someone sees them and develops a desire, someday I wish I could speak like this. But in this lifetime, we don't have that much brain substance to speak like that. But if you have a strong desire, maybe in our next life we will be born as a preacher, where we can speak like that. So, we don't know. It is our desire, but it is by the Lord's will only. And if we have no reason to become proud for all the knowledge that we have and for all the memory we have of that knowledge, we have no reason to be proud. And similarly, we have no reason to be despondent or depressed if we don't have. Really, it doesn't require some great knowledge for one to become Krishna conscious. It doesn't. It doesn't require much knowledge to be successful in the material world also. Forget about spiritual activity. Even in the material world, it's not as if you have to be the most knowledgeable person to be successful. So there is no reason to be despondent. Oh Krishna, you didn't give me anything. You didn't give me the intelligence to understand. Prabhuji is, you know, speaks so nicely. So many sannyasis come here and speak such wonderful philosophy. Mere to kuch palle hi nahi padta. That's okay. We don't understand the philosophy, but if we accept the instruction that is being given by Guru and Krishna, that is equivalent to understanding all the philosophy. If we just take shelter of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If we just take shelter of the holy names, we take shelter of the association of devotees, we come here and sit, just sit and hear. Whether we understand, don't worry about that. It's going and settling in some corner of our brain. And at the appropriate time, it will come out. Whenever it is needed, at that time, that knowledge comes to us. So there's no reason to be proud if we have it, and no reason to be depressed if we don't. So by the Lord's illusory potency, now the next part of it is the apohanam. So by the Lord's illusory potency, it is mentioned that this knowledge, which we sometimes become so proud of, we become so proud, mereko kitna aata hai, I am so good at this, I am so expert in cooking, I am so expert in playing mridanga, I am so expert in speaking, I am so expert in kirtan, I am so expert in organizing, I am a brilliant manager. You may be proud of so many things, but at any time, the Lord can take away that knowledge. That knowledge vanishes and one is merged into ignorance. By what? The illusory potency of the Lord. So when one leaves this body, anyway, the body is made up of matter, dull matter. So all that intelligence that you have gathered, all the knowledge that you have gathered is just gone. No matter in 2.40, Neha Vikramanashwasti verse, Prabhupada mentions that you may have studied so much and gathered so much money and so many degrees. But in your next life, when you are born again, you can't say that, oh, my previous life I was B.Tech from IIT, I did my MBA from IIM Ahmedabad. Beta, fir se ABCD padho. Right? It is no use. All your knowledge from previous life is all gone. Nothing goes back with you except what progress you make in the process of bhakti. So that knowledge is merged into ignorance. If we become proud, especially Krishna can tolerate anything in a devotee, any anartha he can tolerate, but he can't tolerate pride. If we become proud, Krishna can take away that knowledge. He can take it away gradually, or he can take it away in a moment. It can happen in our current life. We don't have to wait for death for knowledge to go away. In your current life itself, we have heard about things like amnesia, like Alzheimer's. What happens? the brain slowly but surely starts deteriorating. Slowly but surely. It's a very gradual and painful process for people who are, related to such people who have dementia, who have amnesia. After some time, they can't recognize their own brother, father, not father obviously, but maybe their own children, their husband, wife. Can't recognize. After some time, they forget that a person has left. They forget that my husband passed away. They keep asking, where is he? I can't see him. Where is he? He's left me and gone. Kya? Chodke chala gaya, ghar chodke chala gaya. They can't remember. And it is very painful. You tell them just now that I am so and so. Oh, acha acha, okay. And next moment, who are you? It's so painful. Memory can be taken away at any time. We see in the case of pure devotees, we see in the case of Brahma, Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri is a classic example of apohanam. When we say apohanam cha, classic example, greatest scholar of all time probably. Tremendous scholarship, directly blessed by the deity of knowledge, Mother Saraswati. Directly blessed by her. So he, when he came and started debating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, till a point, Krishna could have taken away that knowledge, that memory, immediately. But no, what did he do? He allowed him to speak. He spoke 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganges. Like the Ganges, it flowed out of his mouth. Just sub, 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 sub. It was just coming out like that. So much wonderful composition the world was able to hear because Keshav Kashmiri spoke it. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, acha, by the way, in the 64th verse, can you tell me what are the good points and bad points of this verse? He said, what do you mean? What bad points? There's nothing bad. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that these are the faults in your verse. And he is dumbstruck. With all his intelligence, see, people who are greatly intelligent, now what is the tendency? They always argue. The ability to debate and argue is a sign of intelligence. But true intelligence is knowing when not to debate and knowing when to stop. Otherwise, most of us just keep on debating till the cows come home, as they say. You know, the cows went out for grazing and till they came home, person is still going on. We don't know when to stop arguing. But Keshav Kashmiri, with all his intelligence, imagine what this person must be. On the spot to just compose poetry like that, what grade of intelligence he must be having. And then the Supreme Lord is source of that intelligence. So he's able to pick out one small thing and show him, ki bhai, ye hai tumhari aukat. You know, in 1 second he's able to crush you to powder, fine powder. So he loses his brilliance. He loses all his intelligence. He loses his luster. He's not able to. He's flustered. Everyone starts laughing. The disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Nimai Pandit, they start laughing at him. And Nimai tells him, no, 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 you should not laugh. That, oh, Keshav Kashmiri, maybe we can continue this discussion tomorrow. So he goes back. And then he prays to Mother Saraswati that, Mother, have I made any fault in worshipping you? Why did this happen? And then she explains to him that, oh, Keshav Kashmiri, you are trying to defeat my master. He is the Supreme Lord. How can I speak in front of him? No question. So then he realizes, he comes and surrenders. So like this, the Lord can take away. Especially if there is pride, he cannot tolerate. We see in the case of Brahma, Brahma Vimohan Leela, Lord Brahma also, how he was bewildered. Completely bewildered. When he sees, he steals away the calves and steals away all the gopas. And then Krishna not only replaces all the gopas and the calves, for 1 year nobody is able to recognize, even Balramji can't understand. Nobody can understand. So perfect. Krishna is perfect when he wants to be, he can be 100% perfectionist. Because he is the source of all intelligence. So he just completely. And when Brahma comes back and sees that everything is going on normally, he is completely bewildered. Then he realizes, and not just that, he is bewildered by seeing all the gopas and the calves. And then he sees every gopa, every calf has taken a Narayana form. four-handed Vishnu form. Already bewildered, and then he sees this, he's like completely fuse hi ud jata hai, right? He's completely gone case. Are bap re, ye kya chal raha hai? What's going on? So the Lord, when he wants to, he can do anything. Even the most intelligent person in the universe, who is that? Brahma. उसमें कोई शक है किसी के माइंड में कि नहीं मेरा भी कुछ टक्कर है उनके साथ? नो, वी हैव नो कंपैरिजन टू व्हाट ब्रह्मा इज. वी कैनॉट इवन इमेजिन व्हाट इज द लेवल. हिज होल बॉडी इज ओनली मेड ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस. इज दैट इंटेलिजेंट. दिस एंटायर क्रिएशन दैट वी सी, दिस एबिलिटी टू स्पीक, हियर, सी, स्मेल, एवरीथिंग, द एलिमेंट्स आर कमिंग फ्रॉम कृष्णा, बट पुटिंग इट ऑल टूगेदर इन अ वंडरफुल पैकेज दैट जस्ट वर्क्स. Day in and day out it works. That package is created by Brahma. What a wonderful intelligence he must be having. But even his intelligence can be stolen away by Krishna. Apohanam. Indra. We see Indra. Indra is another classic example. When he is during the Govardhan Leela, he forgets who is Krishna. He is just so offended by the fact that my worship has been stopped. So he just forgets and he tries to destroy Krishna and all the Brajvasis. And then after 7 days, it takes a long time for his intelligence to come back. Sometimes the intelligence goes away, ek thappad khaya to samajh, arey, oh yaar, sorry, galti ho gayi. Immediately you understand. Teacher gives you a tight slap and you understand, sorry, galti ho gayi. Right? But Indra, it took longer time. It took 7 days for him to understand that, oh, maybe I'm making a mistake here. Could be this person is the Supreme Lord. Took him a long time. And then he came and he apologized and he begged forgiveness and he was forgiven. The Lord said, okay, go back to your service. It's okay. No problem. But then, few years later, again he forgets. That's the amazing potency, illusory potency, as the Lord is saying. By illusory potency of the Lord, that knowledge vanishes and one is merged into ignorance. When the Lord came to the heavenly planets to return the earrings of mother, right? Mother of Indra or Sachi? Mother. Mother of Indra. Aditi. Aditi's earrings he comes to return from. He's taken it from Narakasur. He comes to return it. So Krishna has come with Satyabhama to do a favor to Indra. Matlab, tumhare maa ke jo earrings hai, wo wapas karne aaye. He's come to do a favor. But then while going, small stree hut of Satyabhama, she says, this Parijat flower is so nice. Can we take some back to Dwarka? Krishna says, okay, he just picks up one plant and he's going away. And Indra is offended. Are? Yeah, this is against the rules. This is not meant to be on the earth planet. It's meant to be only in heavenly planets. You cannot take it away. And he again attacks Krishna. Can you imagine? This is what forgetfulness is. When the ego strikes, one forgets everything. When anger strikes, one forgets everything. Right, that was the verse that dhyayato vishyam pumsam sangaste upajayate sangat sanjayate kamat kamat krodho bijayate krodhat bhavati sammohat sammohat smriti vibramat smriti bramshat buddhi nasho buddhi nashat pranashyati. Again, smriti went away at the appropriate time. So how anger leads to loss of memory, beautifully it is explained. That's why you have to be so careful. Don't get angry easily. I have that problem. I also get angry very easily. If you get angry, you forget who you are. Who are you? You are servant. We are servant. We are not master. We may be given the padvi of master. We may be given padvi of manager. But who are we? We are servant manager. We are servant leaders. So we should never forget. In anger, sometimes we forget who we are. And we make mistakes. So Indra is an example of that. So we may say that why Krishna does this? Why does he, why does this forgetfulness come? What is the reason for it? So we should understand everything is perfect in the arrangement of the Lord. We don't remember our past lives, right? And sometimes we feel, it would be interesting. A lot of people who go to these एस्ट्रोलॉजर्स लाइक दिस अगस्त्य मुनि का जो लिखा हुआ है उसमें जाके या कोई एस्ट्रोलॉजर दे गो एंड ट्राई टू फाइंड आउट प्रीवियस लाइफ क्या था. वाई? बिकॉज दे आर सफरिंग सो मच इन दिस लाइफ. दे फील मे बी समथिंग आई डिड इन माई पास्ट लाइफ एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट आई एम सफरिंग एंड मे बी आई कैन डू सम यज्ञ टू काउंटर एक्ट एंड सो ऑन. बट इट्स अ वेरी फैसिनेटिंग थिंग टू थिंक अबाउट वॉट हैपन्ड इन माई प्रीवियस लाइफ. सो वी डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्णाज अरेंजमेंट इज सच दैट द मोमेंट दिस बॉडी गेट्स ओवर इनिंग्स इज ओवर वी फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग मर्ज्ड इनटू इल्यूजन इग्नोरेंस एज द लॉर्ड सेज. बिकॉज रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ पास्ट लाइव्स इज नथिंग बट मिजरी. इमेजिन इफ यू कुड रिकॉल दैट यू वर रिच इन योर पास्ट लाइफ. यू आर वेरी रिच थिंकिंग रिच एंड दिस लाइफ यू आर नॉट. Isn't that miserable? अरे इतना मैंने पैसा कमाया था, बहुत मेहनत से कमाया था, सब चला गया अभी. आई डोंट इफ यू कैन गो बैक नाउ. सब जस्ट सपोज इफ वन ऑफ यू कम्स टू नो थ्रू सम पास्ट लाइफ रिग्रेशन और समथिंग यू कम टू नो दैट यू वर एक्चुअली यू नो आदित्य विक्रम बिरला. एवरीवन हुज आदित्य विक्रम बिरला, जो बिरला एवी बिरला ग्रुप, ही वॉज वन ऑफ द you know patriarchs of that. His son is now Kumar Mangalam Birla. Imagine if you came to know that you were Aditya Birla, Aditya Birla in your previous life. What are you going to do with it now? Kya karoge? You'll go to Kumar Mangalam Birla. Hey, I was your father in your previous life, you know that? All this money is mine, I have earned it. He'll kick you out and you will be miserable. Then you say, imagine, okay, now I'm actually quite well to do. What if you come to know you were very poor in your last life? That is source of happiness. And now I'm well to do. Last time I was very happy, you know, very miserable because I was poor. But then, with the memory of the fact that you were very poor, you will also remember you were poor, but you had a very nice wife. You had very obedient children. You were doing whatever little to earn money, but you were very happy. But now I'm miserable. So really remembering the past is of no value. It just makes you miserable. What if you were an animal in your last life? You know, suppose you do past life regression, you come to know you were a dog in your last life, or you were a hog in the last life. So then you'll be thinking, "Arey, why was I a dog? Why was I a pig? Why was I an elephant? Why was I a crocodile?" Is it helpful to know? It just makes you miserable. There is a story of a woman who is too. Every day she would get nightmares. Every night she would get nightmares. In that nightmare she would see that she is in a flood in a building. There is a flood in her building and she is getting washed away. Every night she would get this nightmare. So she was miserable, obviously. She would wake up in a sweat. So she went to a past life regression therapist. And that person did this regression for her. And she went back into, in her subconscious mind, she went back into her previous life. And in that, she saw that she was a woman and she had 3 children. And the water of the floods were increasing so much, at one point, all 3 of her children got swept away. She was trying to hold on to all 3 of them. But all 3 of them, by the force of the flood, got dragged away, and ultimately she also got dragged away and she drowned in the flood. So the therapist also tried to push her a little bit more. Can you remember the year? Which year was this? So she remembered some year 1896 or something like that, which was the year of great floods in London. She was from that part of the world. So in London there had been some great floods in that year, and in that year she along with her children died. Now one, she was already miserable because she was having nightmares. Now she was ridden with the guilt that I could not save my children. I could not save my children. And that image came back in her mind. Nightmare, she used to not see the children. She used to just see the flood. But that image came back to her mind of her children dying in front of her. Miserable. So, then she had to go through more psychiatric treatment for a long time to overcome the misery of remembering previous life. Right? So, it's miserable. There's a story that was circulating in WhatsApp for some time of one young boy sitting in an aeroplane. Has anyone seen that video? a young boy sitting in an aeroplane, and the pilot is asking him various questions about running the aeroplane. Okay, now what has to be done? He said, you press this APU pair switch. I said, then after that what? Then you have to, you know, pull this lever. What happens in an emergency? In emergency, first you do this, then this, then this. The boy, such a small boy, he's maybe 5-6 years old. But pit-pat, he was answering everything. Effortlessly. He was not like remembering, like he's memorized the whole manual and then he's coming. He was just very casually, very normally, just saying, huh, now next we should do this. I said, what about this? This afterwards you should do like this. Then he asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a pilot. So he did not remember, it's not stated there that he remembered his past life. They call him a genius. But no genius is so genius that they can remember such a specific technical point of driving an aeroplane. It has to be some impression from the previous life. Now, the fact that he remembers everything, does that mean immediately they'll let him drive a plane? What if he becomes very attached to the fact that, oh, I remember I used to drive planes. But then, when he appears for the driving test, he doesn't pass. Or his parents don't have the money to make him an aeroplane pilot. It's not cheap, right? To make a person a pilot is very expensive. They don't have the money. How much misery is there? So you have to understand that just memory of our previous life is not useful because it just makes us miserable. But the Supreme Lord is so kind. The living entity forgets everything about his past life. He forgets everything. But he is still reminded of his desires. Desires are not forgotten. The desires are reminded by the super soul. And if deserving, along with desires, one has to be deserving. So if I had a desire that I want to become a pilot in my past life and I could not complete the course, or I never got to fly a plane. But if that desire is very strong in my heart, you know, that smriti will again arise in our heart. The desire, we'll be reminded of the desire and then we will act on it. By the sanction of the super soul, material nature then arranges everything. This is how the world works. We sometimes think on a common point is, many of us feel very irritated if we forget things, don't we? We feel very upset. Arre yaar, mereko kuch yaad nahi rehta hai. But sometimes it's not a bad thing to forget. It's a good thing. Again, it is the arrangement of the Lord. It is the mercy of the Lord. Because those who can remember everything are more miserable than those who can't. Do you agree with me? Because if we remember everything that everyone said to us, kis kis ne humko kya kya tana sunaya, kya kya gali sunaya, if we remember everything, will we be happy? Can we do anything after that? We'll be miserable. You know, actually men have this potency of forgetting. We forget what was spoken. Women, unfortunately, don't have that potency. They remember everything, every word. 15 years ago, you had said this, right? They remember. Men forget. We say it and we forget it. That is also potency of the Lord. That is the blessing given to us. We should be very happy about it. Don't be unhappy. Because if you remember everything, you'll always be miserable. You'll always remember the misery somebody inflicted on you. You'll keep remembering that misery and you'll be miserable because of that. Potency of the Lord. Imagine each time you had a fall while cycling. If you remember that fall, can you ever cycle? Every time you're driving a car, you remember the galis that your driving instructor was giving. He's constantly telling you. If you're remembering that all the time, can you drive? We cannot function if we remember everything. We cannot. So even forgetfulness that the Lord gives us is a blessing. So the point to take away for us, from this verse for us, is what, as devotees, what we should remember? We should remember, of course, that all knowledge, all memory, all forgetfulness is coming from Krishna. It is His supreme will that we have any of these three. And for devotees, what is the point? As Prabhupada said, what is the point for devotees? For us, the point is, Smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavya na jatuchit. That always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. The hard struggle for material world and the illusory of potency of the Lord is always around the corner. Kabhi bhi it can come and strike us. Where we will forget everything. We will forget we are Vaishnav. We will forget why we came to this movement. Why did I come here? Why did I join this movement? Why did I become Grihastha? Why did I become Brahmachari? We forget. As time passes, this Vismartavya affects us. This Apohanam affects us. We forget the purpose why I came here. And we get stuck in day-to-day challenges. In day-to-day aspirations. The fresh aspirations which have come in my heart today, which are affecting my consciousness, which are affecting my service, they start affecting us badly. So, we should remember at every stage of our life, this illusory potency is waiting for us. Like yesterday Prabhuji mentioned, when somebody is born, I'll just take 2 more minutes, sorry. When somebody is born, you know, who is the most, everyone is waiting for the child to be born. But the mother is waiting the most. But even more than her, who is waiting anxiously for the child to be born? Maya Devi. What a powerful point that Maya is also waiting. Aao beta, aao. Abhi tumhara chitta pura likha hua hai. Aao, come. Please come. She is also waiting. So she is waiting for us at every stage of our life. So as devotees, what we should be doing? We should be deeply, so for each aspect, for knowledge, forgetfulness and memory, for knowledge, as devotees, we should be deeply praying to the Lord. We should be praying to Shri Radha Gopinath to reveal Himself to us. That knowledge, reveal Himself to us through His names. When we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Abhinatva Nama Namane, Krishna is non-different from His name. Do we realize? We haven't got that knowledge yet. That realization is not there. He is there in His deities. Shri Radha Gopinath. He is waiting for us. He is observing us. But we are not looking. Through His katha, He can reveal Himself to us. Through His prasad, He can reveal Himself to us. We can experience Krishna in prasad also. We can experience Krishna in His Vaishnavas, in His devotees. So we should be praying deeply to the Lord that my Lord, please reveal Yourself to me in whatever way. Give me knowledge, you know, so I can understand You. Praying to the lotus feet of Guru, Chakshudan Dilojai, Janme Janme Prabhu Sai, that Chakshudan, we should be praying for it, that knowledge. Similarly, with all the knowledge and the realizations and the experiences we are getting in Krishna consciousness, we should pray that we should never forget. What knowledge I have received, what I have heard, what I have experienced, you know, experiences in Krishna consciousness are very powerful. We should never forget these experiences. If sometime when you are offering a flower to the Lord during, you know, Shringar Darshan, you felt something, you don't have to explain it to anybody, but something in your heart just moved for a second. That experience is Krishna reciprocating with us. It is because of these experiences that hum log tik gaye itne saal. Don't forget those experiences. Whenever you had an ecstatic kirtan, don't forget that experience. Whenever you heard a beautiful, you heard a beautiful class, don't forget that experience. Try to remember. Pray to the Lord. Give me the remembrance that I should, you know, not forget. I should not forget Him, my Lord, in my day-to-day struggles within the material world. Because material world is so difficult. So many challenges. Whichever ashram you are in, there are challenges. Very difficult. But if we can remember these experiences that we have got, this jnana chakshu that has been given to us, we should pray to the Lord that I should not forget. Because at these times of difficulty, what we have heard, what we have experienced will help us. And finally, we should always remember. So there is knowledge, there is praying that we don't forget, and then there is always remembrance. We should always remember Krishna. At what time? Not only in times of difficulty. We should remember Him in good times and bad times throughout our lives. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Whatever battles you are fighting in life, as a grihastha, as a vanaprastha, as a brahmachari, as a sannyasi, Whatever battles we may be fighting, Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. So that at the end of our life also, we can remember the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. That is the perfection of all our remembrance. That is the perfection of all our knowledge. That is the perfection of our life. To remember the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord at the time of death and take full shelter of Him, so that with that shelter and with that remembrance, we can go back to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai.